Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got our good friend Archie Chankute back on the show. Dr. Archie Chankute, 18-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the founder of the outstanding organization that's focused on helping people improve their concept of trust, understanding that. The Learning Center is his organization, and Built on Trust is his book, which is my trust Bible. I wish you could see my copy. I virtually destroyed it by memorizing almost every word. He's our good friend Archie. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Very kind. Thank you.
Well, I tell you, I'm serious. You should see this. You should see my Built on Trust book. It's destroyed. Stickers sticking out of it, yellow marks, dog ears. It actually squeals from the pain. Hey, Archie, thanks for being here. Let's talk about trust. I love talking about trust. Every time I speak to audiences, I talk about trust, even if that's not what I'm talking about. Because what I say, Archie, is 10,000 years ago, Og and Gog were fighting each other with clubs to get what the other one had, and they would take it from each other, and then the other one would come back and take it the next time. Well, Og was smaller than Gog, and after a while, Og got tired of getting beat up the most, and so he raised his hand one day, and he said, Gog, let's quit fighting and start doing business. And when Gog accepted, two things were born. First, the concept of trust was born literally at that moment. At the birth of Proto Market, trust was born. When Gog said, I accept, trust was born, and then contracts. When they shook hands, that was a contract. But first of all the things that is literally the foundational molecule of everything you and I hold dear and that creates and is who we are as human beings in the 21st century, that foundational molecule is trust.
That's correct, Jim. That's very well put. So it has those two parts. It has confidence, and then it has a track record. And the track record is where the contract comes in. So it converts this them versus us dynamic into something that is focused on solving the problems, creating the productivity, rather than having the adversary be the other person or the other function in the company or the other whatever. So the adversary in a trust-based, best practices trust-based company, the adversary is the problem.
Yeah.
Let's solve the problem. So that's a conversion that anybody can make, everybody can make, if they know just a few little tricks about how to do it.
Well, and that's right. But there are two things involved. You focus a lot on, in some ways, you could call it mechanical. I mean, you think of it in a mechanical way, meaning that if I do these things, then these things will happen. That's a hydraulic almost, right? You think of it as something that should happen. But it's obviously also values too, right? Because I love, two definitions that I love of this is Albert Camus said, integrity has no need of rules. So when you're talking about us versus them, I have integrity, then that's going to motivate me to break down that wall between us and them, right? I mean, it also starts with what our true north is, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. That's right. Integrity. I think of integrity as wholeness. Wholeness, you know, with the compass being a set of values.
Yeah.
So that if you and I, for instance, are in the same company or the same nation or the same whatever. But we're in different functions. Maybe you're in sales and I'm in product development, something like that. So I'm going to develop, we have different agendas. So I'm going to develop some opinions, maybe some complaints, some difficulties. I think you're trying to sell things too fast. It's hurting our product reliability,
right,
and so forth. So I have some complaints. I have some things. I have some problems I would like to solve. Now, so naturally, the thing I'm going to do, I'm going to start talking about those problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I might talk with somebody else who's in product development first. Now, if the nature of that conversation remains in complaints rather than in solution,
yeah,
then you have the beginning of a tribe.
And it happens sometimes when they hide behind a rule, which we just got through saying is not part of integrity. Ponytail, right back with Archie Chankute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.